Charles M. Schultz was born in Minneapolis, Minnesota on November 26, 1922. His uncle soon nicknamed him Sparky after Spark Plug. Spark Plug was the horse in the popular Barney Google comic strip. The name stuck. All his life, Charles's friends and family would call him Sparky. Sparky was an only child. He grew up in St. Paul, a city right next to Minneapolis, with his mom, Dina, and his dad, Carl. Carl owned the family barbershop, and they lived nearby. Sparky was proud of his dad and liked to hang out at the barbershop. When Sparky's hair grew long, Carl would cut it. But if a customer came into the shop, Sparky had to move aside. He'd wait around with half a haircut till the customer left. That was kind of embarrassing. TVs weren't around then. Like most families, the Schultzes listened to radio programs. They had to imagine what all the characters in a series looked like, and in their minds, see the action happening. Comics were super popular. Both grown-ups and kids loved them. People spent hours reading the funny papers. That was what the comic strip pages in newspapers were called. Sparky and his dad would read comics together and discuss them. What will happen in next week's strips, they'd wonder. In elementary school, Sparky was a good student. He was so smart that he got to skip half of the third and fifth grades. He always carried a pencil in his pocket and was great at copying comic characters like Popeye and Mickey Mouse. Other kids asked him to make pictures in their notebooks. At home, he sometimes drew on the cardboard that came inside his dad's shirts from the laundry because paper was expensive. Early U.S. comics. In 1895, a colorful comic strip called The Yellow Kid by Richard Outcault appeared in the New York World newspaper. It was one of the first newspaper strips in the United States and starred a barefoot boy in a long yellow shirt. At that time, newspapers would try almost anything to get more readers. Some would even write interesting headlines that weren't altogether true. That kind of trickery was nicknamed yellow journalism after The Yellow Kid. The New York Journal introduced the Katzenjammer Kids comic strip by Rudolph Dierks in 1897. It starred prankster twin brothers named Hans and Fritz. Little Nemo in Slumberland by Winsor McCay appeared in the New York Herald in 1905. It was about a boy who visited amazing places in his dreams. Sometimes his bed grew legs and walked around. It's considered one of the most magical comics ever published. In 1938, Superman, created by Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster, became one of the first super popular superheroes to star in comics. For his 11th birthday, Sparky bought himself a book called How to Draw Cartoons by Claire Briggs. He kept practicing and learning. Sparky often felt lonely without brothers or sisters. He'd go visit his friend Shermie, who lived around the corner. Sparky liked to listen to Shermie's mom play classical music on her piano. On Saturday afternoons, the boys would go to movie theaters to see short films called serials. On Sundays, the Schultzes sometimes visited Sparky's mom's family at their farm. His cousins were noisy, played rough, and sometimes teased him. He was a shy city boy. Cows and other farm animals seemed scary. He didn't enjoy the trips. Minnesota had long, snowy winters. Kids in St. Paul would skate on ponds or on patches of ice that formed on sidewalks or streets. Sometimes Sparky's dad hosed down their yard. The water would freeze into a skating rink perfect for ice hockey. Kids in the neighborhood liked to come over to skate at the Schultzes. One of Sparky's favorite books was Hans Brinker, or The Silver Skates, by Mary Mapes Dodge. It was about a boy and his sister who try to win a pair of skates in an ice skating race. Sparky enjoyed sports and often forgot his shyness in his desire to win. In spring and summer, he played baseball. These were just pickup games. There was no organized little league back then. It began in 1939. One summer, something exciting happened. A playground supervisor noticed how much Sparky and his friends enjoyed baseball. He started a league for them with four teams, playing 2 days a week. Not only was Sparky chosen as a team manager, he switched off playing catcher and pitcher. Even though the games didn't start until 9 a.m., he would arrive at 8:30 with the equipment. His dedication paid off. His team won the season championship.